The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In the late 1700s, there were those in France who dreamed of establishing a much better government in their nation. Their battle cry was, "Liberty, equality, and fraternity," meaning brotherhood. Their dream was good, for God puts these desires in the heart of all men. However, they attempted to work what they called a revolution without depending on the God of heaven. This was much different from America's founding fathers, who worked a true revolution by publicly acknowledging in our Declaration of Independence, quote, "a firm reliance on divine providence." In America, the greatest amount of liberty was established for the greatest number of citizens of any nation in history. But the high ideals in France ended in a bloodbath by a dictatorial government. In our present trend of a growing dictatorial national government, we can learn much from these two different attempts at establishing liberty. In a previous message, we listed several biblical examples where people disobeyed bad civil law with the blessing of God. There is a time for this, but how do we know when that time is? One time to disobey is when government violates major teachings of the Scripture. When government takes away one's life unjustly, it's time to defy that law or government practice. Abortion is just such a practice. Thus, it should be resisted by the citizenry. Another example is marriage. Only God has the right to define marriage because He's the author of it. Thus, we should disobey our government's attempt to redefine marriage. These are correct ways to disobey civil law. While America's founders based their Declaration of Independence on their biblical right to disobey bad law, they did make it plain that we should disobey civil law cautiously. Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence about altering government. He stated, quote, "Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes." Since law is what brings necessary order to a society, it should be respected and obeyed whenever possible. Even bad laws should be obeyed temporarily while we're working to change it through our legislatures if it doesn't violate major principles of life or government revealed in the Bible. Examples of bad law to be tolerated for short times would be the seatbelt law or small increases in taxes. Because the sin root in man screams for independence from God's control, it's easy to want to disobey civil law for selfish reasons. But those who reject the Bible and set up their own moral code always bring to themselves death. The selfishness in them always eventually brings them to fight one another. Thus, the one with the strongest army winds up being the dictator, who then kills off his opponents. This is why the French Revolution, which was not actually a revolution but a rebellion, ended in dictatorial government. In contrast, our American Revolution established civil liberty by basing it on internal liberty worked by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was liberty with law, as opposed to freedom without law. Which do you want? Another French Revolution or another American Revolution? These are the only two choices for a nation. Remember, the Bible says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.